Watson Hall presents. Roger B.W. is the Game Master.
Right, what were you lot doing last week with the other guy? Right, do more of that.
We broke into a thing. Oh, that wasn't a...
Did we?
I was suggesting more as a technique for covering other classes, but...
Werther and Carl pissed around outside.
Yeah, I thought Roger was making uncharacteristically early bids to get us to do the game. Phew.
Really?
I was launching in with no preamble, which I don't think we've ever done.
We've never ambled, we always preamble.
I usually cut most of it because it's fun, but... I was asked by Gus this evening not to kill you all.
Oh.
What? Why, do you like
thank
one of
you, Gus.
Saving some for her, or what?
Yes. Don't kill them all. That's what the demon's for.
So long as it's a chicken or a pelvis.
Sorry, a chicken or a pelvis?
My doom is the cock it croweth loudest for you. So it's got to be roinal or fowl.
I see, hence the pelvis. Yeah.
We're dealing with chaos here, so I think there are much more horrifying possibilities.
I mean, both for a start.
Yeah. Well, then I get triple XP. If it happens at dawn, quadruple.
I don't know if she's on board with that.
No.
It's Warhammer, of course it doesn't work like
doesn't
that.
Work like that. There's none of
the
this.
Problem with having a high... The problem with having a high weapon skill is that I'm going to think I can beat anything that we meet. You know,
well, also, we're going to...
It's my highest... I am a soldier.
We're going to point you at anything that we... Au contraire.
Well, he did sign up voluntarily.
No, my intelligence grows the thing that means that I'm stupid.
But have you got soldier?
Anyway, we'll be fine. We sent a halfling...
To do a man's
who
job.
He keeps insisting he's a cook. He's a cook, but he keeps doing thiefy things. So, like, he came out with a load of stuff that he didn't go in with that isn't his.
Culturally insensitive.
Well, I'm just trying to point out, we...
It's just my culture.
See, they are a bunch of thieving gits. It's not it's not just hearsay.
I'm right.
We made it in during the... By we, I mean doily, snuck in during the ritual and had a good earwig.
Not during the ritual.
No, during the preparation.
During the pre-ritual meeting.
Yeah,
where all the big knobs were hanging out and doily overheard something useful.
Snuck in through a window. So that got rid of that big earwig and listened to everything they were saying.
We found out when and where the ritual would be.
Righto.
Well, when anyway.
When?
Well, we figured out where it is. Oh, that's right. No, we knew they were going to send instructions to all the big knobs the next day.
And then...
So we had a really good plan of...
Yeah.
It was a really good plan. I can't remember it. But it was.
A really good but not memorable.
We were going to watch the knobs.
That's right, we were going to watch the knobs closely, and if any of the knobs swung out of line... Is that right?
Out of plumb.
If any of them got a message, I think there's the...
We were going to steal one of the messages. As it turned out, we didn't have to, because the merchant chap who we met for dinner was all shit up by this pre-ritual meeting, and he told us when and where it would be.
Was he one of the knobs?
No.
He was
no,
one of the
he told us when it would be.
Merchant of Penis.
We still don't know where.
Well, he hasn't told you at all. Because...
Didn't he give us an invite?
Doddy, Carl and Vetter have gone out on the morning of day 4 to watch Tygon's estate.
Because we figured all the invites would come out of his front door.
Look for people who look like messengers. Meanwhile, Magirius has come to the inn where the other two of you are staying, looking as if he hasn't been sleeping much. And essentially, he's been saying, "Well, you know, I thought we were only going to use fel magics to destroy the economy of the town and bring Bogenhaven back to its place of primacy."
I never thought the face eating leopards would eat my face.
but now it's turning out that there's going to be a sacrifice, and I'm not up for that.
That's where he draws the line.
So. Barnabas and Anessa. This was right at the end of last session.
Okay.
Are we all recording, by the way?
Yes, I am. Yes. I'd also like to say that while I wasn't around, I'm pretty certain that Barnabas would have taken some opportunity while all this other stuff was going on.
Okay, I've started Audacity.
To have gone out and bought a hat, because I think it's about time he at least, you know, if we're thinking we may have to go somewhere formal, I need a hat. I can't just turn up with a straw, kiss me quick sombrero or something.
With the belt buckle and everything, right?
That would put people off. It'd be like Kojak with his Who Loves You Baby. It's a distraction to him.
Yeah, it's not as good as Columbo, though, is it?
I'm sorry that I'm still eating my dinner, by the way.
No worries.
I went to the gym at 6 o'clock. So.
She's got 4 bags of crisps to get through after this, so it'll get worse. That's not true, obviously.
But I mean, I could eat 4 bags of crisps.
They could be 4 small bags of crisps.
Can you die a bit quieter there?
I'm still feeling middling. I'm not terrible, but I've got, as I'm sure no stranger to John, if I exert myself, I kind of run out of energy.
I think I might have an idea as to what's wrong with you. Are you allergic to beards? Disease.
I have wondered, as I'm now a bearded
all
gentleman.
Your strength's gone into the beard in a sort of Samson-esque type thing.
So I have to shave it off and eat it? Is that...
Just send it out to hunt on its own so it doesn't parasite off you.
Yeah. I mean, it does look like a parasitic organism, so that, I mean, it might work as a theory.
It feels like one. It doesn't itch anymore. It just whispers to me in the night.
Oh, that's perfect.
Anyway.
Well, as you move your head along the pillow, you hear the...
Reach the second instar, I see.
I very nearly coughed my beer out onto the screen, so thank you. No jokes while I'm drinking.
So, basically, Magirius has said, "I know it's happening tonight, I don't know where, but I'll send word to you as soon as I'll send word to you as soon as I can."
Oh, that's right. Didn't we give it?
Yes, he gave you handout 10. Let me dump that. I shouldn't reveal that because it might tell you whether you're missing one or not.
If I did do a Call of Cthulhu scenario, I'd randomly skip handout numbers just to upset the players.
Yeah. This is handout 43.
Third handout handed.
Go university style and just name all the handouts after.
Well, the weird thing is they do all have names, they just have numbers as well. Yeah, so the thing he gave you is Hetson's letter, which is on the bottom right of the handouts page.
You are channeling
what does that letter say?
No, it's a bit more than that.
Okay.
You can infer a certain amount of that.
Is anyone going to read it?
I'm trying to find which one it is.
"My dear friend, here is the scroll you require for the ritual you mentioned."
Actually, it's quite nice in my throat.
"Mentioned in your last letter. Do not forget that the temple for such an undertaking must be sanctified with fresh blood. As ever, I am filled with awe at the heights, to which your learning now reaches. It seems like only yesterday that we two dilettantes begged tutelage of the High Master, and now you stand on the threshold of the abyss itself. If you manage to find the time to record your researches,
do write with details of our ritual progress. Perhaps one day I too might follow in your illustrious footsteps. Your friend, Atella Herzen, Mrs.
Well, Critical Role should be looking over their shoulders, shouldn't they?
Wait, I think we don't want to miss this important moment. I think Nick did quite a good accent.
Thank you.
No, I'm That's sorry, it only Polish. Counts if he's aiming for an accent and informs us at the time.
Oh.
Otherwise, he could have been trying to do Scottish then.
Well, this is why writers do subtext, because they don't know what they're doing, but if someone reads them being clever, then they'll be like, yeah, that's what I meant.
Well, it is sent from Blackpeat's Grisenwald near Nuln, so obviously it was a Nuln accent.
Yeah, that's how they talk in Nuln.
So who's Nuln it from?
Nuln.
Atelka Herzen is not a name you've heard before.
Atelka
Herzen.
Herzen.
Certainly don't recognise it.
Okay.
Sounds chaotic though, doesn't it?
Everything does after a while.
I mean, the house is called Black Peaks. It's probably a two-bedroom semi in the middle of town, but they like to call it something grand.
So is this... Whose
Thinking
friend
of
is
a two-bedroom semi now.
So this was, let's see...
Or they.
That was the letter that accompanied a scroll which Toygen received on basically the same day you guys got to Bogenhafen.
That Doily Arfinched from his office.
No. I don't think so, anyway.
Where did Doily... Doily Arfinch something?
That was a book of something dubious, but this letter accompanied a scroll which I believe you have not seen.
And this is the one that the merchant has given to Annetta and the Reverend.
Mm-hmm. I don't want this. Please imperil your soul by holding this.
A little bit, yeah.
So, what does he expect us to do?
He's just told us...
Be the sacrifice.
We know that he's going to do bad things.
He gives the impression of a chap who's kind of run out of plans.
He must be short on plans if he's come to us.
And... Going to the authorities, he reckons, is useless. I mean, he is one of the authorities, and so are he most of the know. Rest of the ritualists.
Okay.
He's hoping you will
take an extra legal vigilante action, and prevent this demonic ritual from taking place.
I'm Batman.
Okay, so can he give us a letter of authority to act in his name, just in case the watch get in the way?
All right, I'll need to go back to my office for the seals and things, but I'll certainly write something out, so yes.
Well, I have quill and paper here.
Mm. Oh, but he needs the seal.
Well, you see, we can get something temporary, and then you can go and write out something more official. I'm sure he's wearing a signet ring with a seal on, won't he? That would do temporarily.
I'm having a glimmering that we come up with a plan that actually seemed quite good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As soon as you remember that'd be great.
Weren't we going to go into the ritual and we were going to be bodyguards?
Yeah.
He'd given us the invite. So we were going to walk our way in there. He was going to go in with us. We convinced him to come with us. So he would vouch for us that we were his bodyguards.
Yeah, but he's very much of the feeling that he can't be seen with you. In your normal guises.
Basically, he's got
to go back, as far as he's concerned, and play the unwitting conspirator.
When he gets the information,
he will get back in touch with you and say, it's going to be this place this time.
I can see how it would look bad for him if he walked in with the vigilante action gang.
Yeah.
Well, we'll throw our cloaks off, they'll never know. Carl and I can do mimic accent, so we'll pretend to be someone else.
Carl and I can do mimic accent.
Did you take...
There you go.
Nick, did you take that skill just to spite us?
I think I rolled it. Wasn't it a random roll?
I would still like a formal document from him asking us to do something.
Well,
I don't think it'll save us.
He will certainly write something out, but he warns you that many of the watch can't read anyway, so it's only one little seal.
That's fine. As long as it's got your sign on it.
Mr. X.
We're on a mission from God.
It is by my order and for the good of the state.
There we are. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the god is Nurgle. Never Slaanesh, is it? Where's the pissy?
You don't want it to be Slaanesh.
Or Dlamalish.
I'm presuming this meeting with him has taken place in private.
Yes. Well, I mean, he's turned up at the inn. There isn't a lot of custom early in the day, and you can go to a private room, no problem.
Fair enough.
He goes off like a guilty man trying to look innocent.
Right.
He's a dead man.
Yeah.
Right, we'll nobble a page boy and rifle through his belongings.
What?
Isn't that the plan?
Why?
What?
Sounds more like your hobby,
to be honest. Give him time to get back to his office and pen a letter, and then we will send a messenger to collect it.
That sounds very good, yeah.
We're still out on the hunt for messenger boys.
I'd really think before you keep saying this sort of stuff. Because
it's all right, you know, nobody's recording it.
Well, we're presumably giving you some time and we've agreed to meet somewhere.
Well, I guess we were going to come back to the pub.
That sounds very likely. I'm sure I've got more than 5 experience. Didn't we get a message about that?
You've got 45.
45.
Ah, is that in addition to the 5, or is that...
Yeah, the stuff I sent out last time was in addition to anything you've previously awarded.
Brilliant, thank you. That'll be 50 then.
Not allowed to spell. I'm going to save it for
the
minute.
Well, it's a bit late now.
I don't want to invest a lot of time into upgrading a soon-to-be re-rolled character.
What makes you think you're going to die?
Everything that Roger's ever said or done.
Yeah, things like me getting a message from Roger saying, has your character got a doom? I seem to have one for everyone else, but not you.
Subtle hints like that. What size coffin would your character need?
Sort of undertaker who would come round to your house and discuss funeral plans, but he'd have a tape measure around his neck, you know, nothing pushy, but just it's there. Suit
well,
you,
just
sir.
In case, surely.
For a customer's convenience, of course.
Right then, where are we? So, this young witch hunter. Are we all?
It's got a new hat.
It's got a new hat. Looks a bit more professional. So, are we planning then to actually? We can't all go in together. That would be insane.
Well, no. I thought we'd go
Why
in
do
with
we have
him.
To go in at all?
Sounds like that's it. Because we've got we've got to disrupt this ritual.
Set fire to the building.
Well, I'm on board with this plan.
But it's behind a wall, and then there's a distance, so we'd have to be.
No, that's where he lives.
You don't know where it's going on.
Right. In that case, yes, I've definitely missed where this is taking place. So what?
We don't know.
We'll wait. That's why.
We know it's tonight.
So it is quite a vital bit of information we're lacking.
Yeah,
that's why we're going to nobble off a page boy.
That's not going to help.
That's why we're stood in front. There is some of us who are stood near to the house.
Right, to try and get something with an address on. You're assuming that it's going to be, you know, a full
RSVP. I mean, it might be like location C, in which case we're a bit stuck, but hopefully it will actually say that.
Morning, gentlemen.
I mean...
Really?
Hello again, officer.
All we need is to follow...
You were working last night as well, weren't you?
No, that was
hello, Orifice.
Oh, you all look the same. Yep. Yeah. Can we help you?
Yeah, nice day for lurking about the houses of rich people, isn't it?
Well, we wouldn't know. We just see
in a potentially burglarious manner.
Well, we're offering a bespoke brass polishing service.
Are you
to these...
Don't be people doing that. I don't think you ought to be doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't like it, you see, they don't.
No, well, if we see anyone, we'll let you know. But we're just going door-to-door checking about our polishing service.
Why are we near the houses of rich people at the moment?
Because we're waiting for a page boy to come out so we can do him over and stick his messages.
So you can polish him. Steal his messages. That's why, polish him.
What's his face going to just tell us?
Yeah, but you don't know
that.
But
we don't know that.
You don't know that.
Out in the morning.
You left before he got to the inn.
So we're out here doing a pointless
mission. It's confusing me because we actually had that conversation with him.
We did, but we had it as Barnabas and Ellis.
Yeah, that's yeah.
We did some fanfic of them, didn't we?
Brain is not great. Okay.
I feel
they are always staying behind in the room together.
Barnabas, as a character, seems somehow soiled now.
Oh, can I have your hat in which case?
Yeah, we're just, yeah, we'll let you know if you see anyone, but genuinely we're just offering our services around. that sounded weirder than I meant it.
He might be.
Alright, sorry officer, we'll move on to a different location.
An officer
where
and
you can
a gentleman.
Still see the door. Well, I will if you're not in it anymore.
We should have hid in a bush.
Well, you're the only one. The bushes are really small.
They were fitting three toffs in those. They were fitting three toffs in those last night.
How about you hide in a bush and give us a prearranged signal when you see someone leaving?
Leaving the bush?
The house. And we'll go and sit in this nearby pub. In earshot.
There is no commercial establishment in anything like earshot, not even in line of sight.
Is there anywhere? Well, we could sit in the park, couldn't we?
Loitering with intent, yes.
In fact, that's a good point. We could get some of Doyle's cheese.
You know, it's almost as if these rich people live somewhere that isn't just cheek by jowl with overhanging tenements of poor.
Gardy-loo!
Yeah. What's the plan, then?
Well, all right, you're the one that's good at hiding. You'll just have to run and tell us if you see someone coming. And we'll be somewhere a bit less weird to be hanging out. Are there any shops or anything?
Houses of the extremely wealthy. The houses front onto the park. If you want something, you know, go shopping or whatever, you send your servants to a different part of town.
Right.
Yeah, can we not just go and sit down
we'll sit in
the
park then?
You can go and sit in the park, yes.
Look, we're still going
to
look like...
Try to look attractive or you'll be moved on. Don't look too attractive or you'll be moved on.
Your net worth is probably less than one of the park keeper's dogs, but, you know...
I'll be trimming the bushes or something. Look like I'm doing something.
Don't touch the bushes in that way.
No, but I mean just like looking as
not,
if I'm
not
caring
in that way
for
either.
The plants.
No.
Well, just cop them or something. I don't know.
Why don't we make ourselves useful fishing out stuff that the toffs forgot last night when they were drunk?
Yeah, clean the park up. Yeah, yeah.
Take it back to its rightful owners in exchange for a small reward.
Yeah, clearly, we're not going to pass ourselves off as knobs.
There's a nice boot
out
there.
We will be able to look like... So, yeah, we'll do that sort of thing.
No, there's still someone in it.
Oh.
Well.
How much of him is in it?
Waste not, want not.
Still snoring.
All right. Have a quick look. Does he have any... Is it obvious towards which house he might be associated with?
Check his wallet.
He probably had a coin purse before.
See.
Well, the fact he's still snoring says that you're in a better part of town.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, the entertainment.
Sometimes, yeah, not right now. You appear to have mistaken your place of Somniference.
That's right.
Your lordship, and you are in fact having a kip in the park as opposed to your no doubt comfortable bed.
Why?
Yeah, it's not bad. Whereabouts do you
live,
mate?
He misses you with his vomit.
We can give
that's
you
considerate,
a...
you see, that's how you know a proper gent.
Yeah. Mark of quality, that is. Here, he's got a hanky. Yeah. Dab yourself with that, mate. Whereabouts is your manor? We can, give you a... Well, these two gents can give you an arm to get back to it.
I'll just go back to Rugbroder. I'll be fine.
Where?
Waves in about a 30-degree cone.
Let's head off in that way, shall we? Check the ground for, misplaced anythings.
He appears to be surprised when his head height does not match your head height and falls over.
Let's leave him here, Doyleen. It's not worth it.
It's a good pretext, you numpkin.
For what? We're going to have to walk away.
Yeah, and then we walk back and look for the next one.
Well, let's say... Well, we'll just say we're watching over this
well,
one.
Well, no. Doyley,
nice boots he's got as well.
Doyley, you stay
what
here.
What shoe size is he?
Doyley, you stay here and I'll stop Werther from nicking him.
All right.
With a roll like that, he's a perfect match for Werther.
He's not going to miss the boots, is he? It's just that's a year's salary for us.
All right, take the boots off, put them in a bush, take him home.
Right, great job. Take the boots off, put them in a bush.
He doesn't appear to notice.
Well, I lost your boots now, sir.
I wonder when that happened. I have to wear one of the other pairs.
Many, many pairs that he owns.
I've got visions of you putting them in this bush and there's the sound of leather on leather as they land on another pair of boots.
A sort of domino effect of toffs, you think.
So, yeah.
Meanwhile, what are your plans over at the inn?
Well, I think we're at the point where if we've got a little bit of a temporary document, that's good. We can get the proper one sorted, fine. So we've probably got to have at least one of us stay here to wait for the return of Harpo, Chico, Groucho and Zeppo.
Wow.
Could have gone for the Stooges.
Oh, well, yeah. I actually was thinking...
Curly, Larry and Moe would probably... And Shep. Oh, a wise guy, huh?
Yes, so somebody's got to wait for you lot, I think.
All right. Well, we will wait until... I don't know, how long are we going to carry on with this charade? Until they come out and
basically say... Oh, this is where it's going to be.
I'm going to put posh boots on my couch.
So, Barnabas wanted to go buy a hat.
Yeah, you've had time to do that. I'm reckoning that, you know.
This is the shopping episode. Roger thought this would be the last
you
one.
You could discreetly follow him to make sure he gets back to his offices okay. I know roughly how long it takes him to get to his office.
I'm not sure I can discreetly follow anybody in this hat.
I thought you could buy your hat on the way back.
Well, no, I presumed I'd got it, but I've realised I sort of look like Solomon Kane now, so...
you do. Hmm. I know how long it's going to take him to get back to his office, so I will pen a letter to him saying it was, thank you very much for dinner last night, it was a very interesting trade conversation, and... I look forward to further meetings with him to discuss trading matters. If he could just let me know when and where that would suit him.
Sure.
I would appreciate it. So that then hopefully he can send me a message back with the when. Because we already know the where.
No, we don't.
No, the where. With the where, because we already know the when. Tonight? And I'm going to get a...
On the other hand, if he asks,
a messenger.
Asks to meet you in the graveyard, it's going to be a little bit odd.
I suspect the real trick is going to be avoiding meeting anyone in the graveyard for us sooner or later.
But it legitimately gives him a reason to write back to us.
Yes, yeah. Potentially implicating you, I suppose, but, you know, that's likely to happen anyway.
Meet me at the old well at midnight. Don't tell anyone where you're going. Be sure to tie this £50 rock round your neck.
And then I'll wait for a reply. Barnabas, follow him back and then go and round up the others if you can.
Well, I don't know. Do I know where the others are?
You knew we'd gone out to try and nobble off a thing.
We told you.
Okay.
You know the rough vicinity of where the house is.
Got myself some boots.
I'm going to take this opportunity to refill my cup. If I'm needed in the meanwhile, just steal something.
Okay.
This is the sort of game where acquiring boots may well be the biggest treasure you get in the whole adventure. Exactly. So.
I'm looking for the equipment table to find how much cross boots are worth. Oh god. I may retire.
Right, I've got really no ability to follow anybody stealthily.
It's a combined perception and stealth test.
Yeah, okay. When you say combined, what is it, the average of them?
That's on a different page. I think you roll both and I think you roll what? Make a single roll, but compare it to each skill number.
Okay, so it's like rolling against the lowest, isn't it? Okay, let's.
Yes,
give it
but if you make one and not the other, then there are some special effects
give it
possible.
A go, and if you miss both of them by a fairly hefty margin,
you have lost your target.
I'll go back to the pub.
You don't know whether he spotted you.
Well, no, you were to go and find the other three.
Well, I thought you might like to know that I've lost the target.
Okay.
Hello, I've lost the target, Annetta. It was a, you know, shifty little fella. Gave me the slip.
Fair enough. Well, hopefully he's gone back to his office.
Well, I'm sure some other plot animal will come along if necessary. what am I saying? This is Warhammer. Town burn in chaos fire.
So completely out of game, and obviously completely not my character. Who thinks that basically this guy is completely setting us up and we're going to be the sacrifices?
Oh, well, now
you don't
I do.
Generally ask for a load of armed sacrifices to walk in, even if you reckon you've got the advantage. Sacrifices are easy when you're rich.
Yeah, they got that goblin, didn't they? They wouldn't need all of us.
You just get hold of a few people who need to earn a bit of cash, or, you know, you get them into a warehouse, that kind of thing, knock them out.
Yeah, you wouldn't mess with some badass hombres with...
Not where you can just go and borrow Steamful Cathy for a few hours.
Yes, I take sorry about Steamful Cathy. But her steamy embrace has aided my respiration.
It's aged your respiration.
Aided
sound
it.
Like that. Oh, aided it, right.
Given
okay.
me a fuck war.
I don't think we need to hear that. I've lost Tina, she's disappeared. I can just hear her laugh.
Well, I've gone to shut the window, that's all. I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm just moving very slowly because I hurt my back earlier.
Right. Hello, we saw Shim's arm.
Right, so I'm now supposed to head over to that house, I suppose, and keep an eye out for...
Welcome back.
Well.
Keep an eye out for these two and...
Three.
Oh, sorry, didn't see you then.
Two and a half.
These two. Three. These three.
No. He's only little, but that's
he's hiding in the bush. Or a shrub, possibly a bonsai, I don't know. Is there any sign of them in the vicinity?
Give me a perception.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. You're not making any friends here. You do know that, don't you? Incredibly, I've rolled 42. I have a perception of 44.
Okay.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, that's them escorting a very wobbly and rich-looking person into his house and not getting a tip.
Right.
Cheapskate. Bloody... I'm glad I stole his boots, I will say, after we've left.
To be fair, he's only wearing his undergarments.
Why? I'll wander over. Why were you taking that hippie to the house?
Well, he was asleep in the bush.
Oh, okay.
I got his boots.
Well, you've turned into a very conscientious public servant all of a sudden.
Well, we're waiting until we can get one of these messengers.
So you thought Bob a Job Week might as well walk a barefoot.
It's what you call it. Cover, isn't it?
Okay.
So we don't look suspicious. I'll say, trying on the knee boots.
Very soft. Nice. Yeah, well, if you soak something in piss and vomit long enough, that's what happens. Anyway, we've got a possibility of a location being sent across to us shortly.
Oh, really? Oh, well, we don't need to...
You can try staking out... Does it sound bad if I say try staking out a messenger boy? Because we're talking about sacrifices and... You can stick with it anyway. If you want.
Well, you don't have to knock a child unconscious, that might be a better
route. You could just ask him.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even need to take the thing off him, do you, really? You just want to have a
quick read. Well, as none of us can read, yes, we do.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I refer you to your earlier thing about this brilliant plan you came up with while we were away.
So this whole campaign is basically an advertisement for adult reading classes.
Oh, there goes Bogenhoff. If only I'd done my homework.
All right. Well, if we don't need, let's go back.
Well, we haven't got it yet. We're just hoping it's coming through.
Well, now you mention it, we wouldn't know what message we were stealing. I hadn't thought that we were going to get anything embossed with the seven pointed star thing.
Right, you recognise that. Roger's got the laugh of a man who knew this all along and had just been waiting for it to occur.
Yep.
Right, so.
I'm ever so
sorry.
We
found it!
Barged in.
It's called, they're at a place called a laundry bill, we think.
Right, well, I'm going back
to the street called Shirts, right? It's number 3 there.
Right, so. We turn up, hand over the invitation, and in return, we get somebody's dry cleaning. I'm going to head back. You can obviously continue with your part of the plan if you want, and then head back after. But we probably shouldn't leave it too long.
Let's come back now. It's fine.
You don't know... I mean, you haven't observed this house before... you might possibly consider it slightly unusual that there have not been any messengers.
It is. We were sure there would be.
Hmm.
During the morning. I mean, you weren't there at the absolute sparrowfold.
It's almost like they might be going in through an entrance that is concealed in some way or doesn't come out.
They all came in and out the front
noise?
Door.
Ah, right.
Maybe they've got some mystical chaos method of transmitting messages. But it would be normal for merchants to get, like, for these nobles to get mail in the morning, wouldn't it? Presumably.
What mail relating to highly illegal and indeed potentially demonic?
He's probably in his. He's probably in his offices. Probably not at home.
Either that, or he's got a tunnel. They have a secret tunnel.
Well,
they're rich.
It seems to be a bit of a bust here, so.
That's very impressive.
We'll come back to the pub with you. It's fine.
Don't put yourself out, are we?
I've been trying to get into a pub all morning, so this is the best plan.
So you can try your new boots.
Oh, I like that squeak. Listen to that. A sign of quality is that.
Oh, what?
My boots never squeak like that.
You're going nowhere quietly, are you?
Yeah, you appear to have... a shrew.
Some lard on them.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Peel the shrew off.
It's the latest thing.
Oh, you don't have shrew boots, dear me.
If you put enough under there, they can be platform shrews.
The ones with the fish in the heel were so last year.
Yeah, but it's not really suitable for people in our some social station, you know.
All right, then.
Beggars can't be shrewsters.
In the prophets. Rodents.
They'll never take our crown because we have genuine English accents.
Unlike some Robin Hoods.
That is possibly the best and worst very bad film I've seen.
Yeah, it's not.
I think
it's got these great bits, and then there's all the rest of it.
It's a bit cringy. Yeah.
To be fair, I think they were quite aware that it wasn't going to be the best thing.
It's very Mel Brooks, and it's hard to be very Mel Brooks after The Naked Gun, I think.
Okay.
That's my...
Anyway,
So we need to give this some time, but not too much time. We need to kind of judge when we would expect to get this message.
Well, nothing comes back straight away.
Right.
Get around in then.
By return of page boy or whatever. Because by the time you all get back to the inn, there would have been time for that to happen, and it hasn't happened.
Okay, I was kind of
I will get around
counting
in.
On this. Any thoughts, Annetta?
He said he'd get a message to us.
If he could.
We either sit and wait for it, or we go to his office and demand it, which I don't think would go down very well. Really.
No. I am quite tempted to go to the shrine of Boganauer. Or Boganauer. On the grounds, if I'm going to die, I may as well sort of pay my respects, sort of thing.
Well, won't you be seeing them later? If you're going to die?
So, I'm thinking that's probably the most logical...
It's a bit pessimistic, if I may say so, Carl.
Well, you know, my river got into round here, so I thought I'd just pop and just say hello to the one over here.
You could do it tomorrow.
I could.
See, that's more like it.
But I am thinking that, well, we're sitting around twiddling our thumbs a bit, aren't we?
Yeah, but we can't just wait indefinitely, can we?
It's true.
Well, no.
We could cook.
Basically, if we... What time did they say it was going to happen? Doily?
Barnabas?
Did you get an exact time?
I don't think we did. Height, depth...
Yes, that's you, plural.
So, I think if they're going to be doing this, it's going to be somewhere fairly easily accessible.
Well, it's got to be fairly discreetly accessible, hasn't it?
Yeah. And therefore, it's... What are you doing, ma'am? All that boinging noise and...
You just kicked a Dalek downstairs or something.
Or your chair or your something.
Sorry.
He boings his chair onto his microphone.
Do I? Did I?
Right.
You do it every time, mate. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'll get a thing.
I told you to get the lifelike prosthetic and not the cheap one. Right. Some sort of plan is in order, then, is it not?
Yeah.
I thought we'd have done a plan while I was.
I don't think.
Yeah, but you didn't agree with it. Mm.
I don't think we're going to be able to fight whatever it is.
No, but this sorcery is.
I think we're going to have to find some way of disrupting it before they get started,
right. Like making sure the sacrifices get out alive.
Or what about this?
If necessary,
well,
kill them in a way that doesn't help the ritual, if it really came to that.
Or this scroll, yeah. Sounds like that's a crucial thing.
Well, it is, but I suspect he's keeping that very close.
Well, yeah, but the scroll's a delicate thing, target. Isn't it? It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
Are we all equipped to, start a fire or get in a fight?
Like, or we would or probably anything like that? Need to acquire some lamp oil and some lanterns.
Okay, that might be a good plan then.
Okay.
I think you might have some of that left from the trip down the sewer.
Okay, does anybody use pistols?
I can't afford one.
Oh no, we got a crossbow.
How much is black powder?
You have a blunderbuss.
Yeah, I thought we did earlier. Yeah.
Okay, we have a blunderbuss. How much is black powder?
We need some salt. If you fill a blunderbuss up with salt, because it's a pure thing, isn't it?
It really hurts when it hits you?
Well, against a person, yes, it really hurts, but it doesn't necessarily kill them. In fact, it doesn't kill them unless they've got like a salt allergy, very high blood pressure or something. And even
if they ate it all, they would get salt poisoning from this.
Right. But if it hits some unclean foulness, then it's purity and holy properties.
Really?
Oh.
Yes.
So has it got to be pure salt or pure, just pure anything?
Salt. It's just got to be salt. Salt is a...
Pure lead would be probably...
No, cleansing, no, isn't it? Like your salt cleanses.
It's a bit like trying to convince a werewolf that what you've got is a very, very highly polished something, and so it doesn't matter that it's not actually silver.
Okay. So we load it with salt, and then we won't hurt anyone else. How do we start a fire with salt, then?
We don't. Right. We start a fire with lamp oil.
Right. So, 12 bullets and powder set up by somebody who knows what they're doing is 3 and threepence.
3 what?
Mm-hmm.
3 shillings and threepence.
Right, okay, that's
what
right.
What else would it be?
Well, I don't know. I was worried it was 3 gold crowns.
Shim, just say something a second.
Me? Say something?
Oh, we can't hear you.
Muted. What?
Still muted.
Still can't hear you.
Is there a switch on your headphones?
Shim is going to come in with the best plan. We've been any better? About these terrible plans. And he's probably been making some really funny comments as well.
We've missed out on the best material.
No. Sorry, Shim.
Never get it back, you know.
It's a shit business.
I don't want to even come back. So I'll back to the
powder, and I can't see any downsides to that.
Yes.
Would be threepence.
Threepence. So that's just powder. Is a
but that gives you half range and no impale or penetrating.
We should perhaps.
How's that?
Well, we don't
get
that.
Can we get a small cask of powder?
Oh, sorry, we give you no blast, which I don't think you get because you have no idea what you're doing with a blunderbuss anyway.
No, wait. Well, none of us know.
Can you hear me now?
Fill it up with nails and salt.
Salty nails.
Why can you not hear me?
But then the nails will hurt people.
We're thinking about demons and things, aren't we?
Yeah. Mm. Well, do they not like nails then?
Well, probably not, but...
Sorry, Doily.
Sorry, Marcel is making some gestures.
Cat's got your tongue.
You want to jump on them?
Come back in again.
With a melon? Oh, well, that's got rid of him, thank goodness. Right.
Now, let's get on with the game. Now, he's over there now.
Say something.
Oh, everybody's moved around. Him.
Music has stop.
No. Have you got a switch on your...
headset?
Yeah, I asked that earlier.
How's that?
It's louder.
Yay!
Yeah, good. That's okay.
Do we know what caused that?
Yes, it had decided, but only in Jitsi, to change my audio device in Jitsi to a virtual cable.
A virtual cable?
Okay.
As opposed to the real cable.
As a pretend cable that didn't work.
Yeah, I have one set up so I can feed things into stuff as though they are microphone input.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Keep watching the skies.
Northern future
skies. That looks like a very restrained can of beer.
Yeah, it's a fully citrus IPA.
Okay, so never mind.
Oh, a citrus IPA is
alright.
Bursting
with tropical fruit flavours, finished with
lemon
zest.
Oh, Christ.
No.
With a tart, bitter finish.
If you don't want to drink beer, you don't have to drink beer.
Nobody likes to drink bitter tart, Nick. Honestly.
I want to drink craft beer. I'm happy.
It's just full of regret.
It's not craft beer at all.
Observe me, Nick. Look, I don't want to drink beer. I am drinking a bitter, lemony substance.
Well, for your life choices.
Yes.
Well, one of you I did. But the rest aren't solid behind.
Right,
so Baltic Porter has become my traditional pre-wort.
And who's solid behind?
Yeah. Whose lifestyle choice are you not happy with,
well,
Nick?
I mean...
You're bigot.
I just said that to sow dissent in the ranks, to draw myself closer together.
You've just made yourself the target, and we're all like, what the fuck?
And I realize
trying to create discourse so that our followers...
I know I'm treading on Roger's
It was just the one virgin sacrifice, and my reverendship is intact, all right?
I do realize I'm treading on Roger's toes, entering his wheelhouse, as it were. But could we, do you think...
Get on with
Make
it.
Some vague gestures in the direction
the G.
of...
Don't mention
of
the G word.
What?
Don't mention the G word. Don't mention the P.
Ooh,
don't
that's
mention
a nice...
G.
Sorry. Carry on.
I said don't mention the P.
These messengers seem to be taking a long time.
Right, so either he hasn't sent it out, or he didn't get home, or the messenger's gone astray. Perhaps he said second thought.
Don't know where he lives.
You do know where he lives, I think, more or less. I think you saw him come out of there to go to the meeting last night.
It'd be easy to find where he lives, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think something's happened to him.
Should
really.
We just go and... Do you want to go knock on his door and see if he wants any an emergency cook?
Yeah.
A servant arrives at the inn. He's wearing McGirry's livery.
Ah, over here, son.
Make sure he's not like an assassin or something.
He hands over to having a quick skim, Barnabas, because he looks vaguely respectable.
Wow,
a rolled up piece of parchment. Yes, he does not hand it over to the noble. He hands it over to the noble's servant.
Okay, fair enough.
Wow. He hands over the parchment and bows and goes away. Annetta is certainly familiar with this, and possibly Doyle as well. It would be quite usual for them to hang around and hope to get a tip. Hmm. But he hasn't done that.
Or a reply.
Okay, that was odd.
Well, he wouldn't have got one, so he was wise.
He would have done if he'd have hung around.
Well,
but why didn't he?
If he's not getting it.
If he's not hanging around and you guys say something, I'll stick my head out to the inn and see if he's doing a runner.
Well, he's leaving, so I suppose... what do you think he sent as an exploding letter?
Can I do some sort of servant profession?
Oh, you are. That is, you are.
Presumably he would send a trusted person to do this from his household. And maybe I can assess whether or not I think this person is, in fact, a servant.
Is it a big package?
Okay, so you're going out into the street to get a look at him?
Or a letter?
Or just, you know, based on the way he's interacted with us, whatever you think is good.
Well, which would you prefer?
He
was moving more or less like a servant, but you weren't paying special attention.
I'll wander out as well and have a look.
Make sure we're not being...
He's not in the street.
Hoodwinked.
Look up.
You really would think he would be in the street, but he's not in the street.
So this letter.
What does
I'm
it
not
say?
Opening it yet. Has it got a seal?
Oh, okay.
It's just a rolled up bit of parchment.
Is there a seal on it?
Is it sealed?
Yes.
Is it the merchant seal?
And is it the right
just
seal?
Just have a sniff of this thing, because
like the right seal.
I'm a little concerned that this could be. Well, you know, you get curses and spells and things that are activated by somebody reading them.
Oh.
This is why education... They say a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. You may have heard that.
Very true. That's why I don't read.
Don't know.
Did look up. I looked up.
Well, I don't think
weren't
we have
there
lying
servants.
Was there
a sewer grate nearby or anything?
No.
You can't stop him, one of them, the sharpish, anyway.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You know.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, heck of a time prying that one up. He didn't have them poles, did he?
No.
He didn't.
Where would he have gone then? Doyle, you know this kind of nefarious stuff.
I could have gone loads of places, but I don't know where he could have gone. Big fella.
Everybody's a big fella to you. The first thing you could have done is just taken off the tabard with the livery so that you don't immediately spot him.
All right, what's the letter say? Come on, don't leave us.
It's in the handouts. I'm just in the process of rotating it to the right orientation. Right.
I'm going to...
No, not that way, up the other way. Come on.
I'm going.
You can read it sideways now if you like.
I'm going to heat up the tip of a dagger in a candle and slide under the seal so that I don't actually break the seal, just in case that's any kind of ward or anything. Unroll it, and let's have a look.
It's good.
Okay, it is on the handouts page. Magirius's note.
Is it?
Yeah, you may need to refresh the page.
There it is.
Yes. From the town hall, office of council.
Ah, there it is.
Magirius, I must see you urgently. Please come to my house on the Adel Ring as soon as you are able. Magirius.
It's a trap.
It does stink of being a trap, actually, doesn't
it? This guy disappears.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I've noticed something, but I don't know to what extent that's a function of it being a handout produced for a role-playing game.
Go on.
Well, in character, I wouldn't notice that the handwriting is very, very familiar.
Well, you're thinking that the same person has produced all of these handouts?
No, but the Toygan ones.
Is it the same as the Toygan? Is it his handwriting? We've had a letter from him anyway.
We've got two letters from him.
Look at those D's and L's.
It's not wildly different. I mean, it's the handwriting of an educated person, and they probably had quite similar education. But, I mean, yeah, it could be.
Or it could be a font they're using for their handout.
So, we know where the guy's house is.
I know Shim, you would pay attention to that detail. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I've got an invite to go visit him. I'll go see him.
Let's go together. This stinks of a trap.
Trap.
Is there anything that we shouldn't be leaving in here that somebody, because they might just be using this to get us out of the inn? We've got nothing that we've been leaving in the room.
We've got nothing of value at all.
That's fine. I'll just check in. I don't know what you picked up in the last week or so.
I'm just pick up those items I acquired yesterday.
I don't think we've got nothing that would be disastrous of it.
Okay.
No.
Perhaps they're after your boots.
That's my home. I'm telling you,
so,
that's my home. And I like it that way.
It's not big and it's not clever. Sorry. Stop it now.
I give Werther some very, very sticky toffee.
Anyone else want to say?
it's just a tooth. Don't worry, spit it out.
Could be anyone's tooth.
Now, we already know where the guy lives, do we? Have I got that right?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Right.
On the Adel Ring, yeah.
Before we got this. So, we were considering even going round to see him, weren't we?
But now we think it's almost certainly a trap. The Adel Ring is where we were all morning.
I just want to have a quick look. So looking at this map, Roger.
Yes.
I've got the Adel Ring. Where is the town hall?
One moment. I will have a look at the... map that actually has some labels on it.
Are you wondering why he sent a thing that says it's from the town hall? Rather than... Well, he said he'd got to go back to his office.
Yeah, but he's now saying...
No one's as good as his house. And I'm also wondering whether it might be convenient for us to pop into the town hall and see whether he is in fact there.
Or has been there in the past few minutes.
Well, he's still there and hasn't sent us anything.
Try. You know, I'm sure it's on the way. Let's go to the town hall. That's decisive action.
It's only slightly out of the way.
Excellent.
Why are we going to the town hall?
Because we think this is a trap and we don't think he's actually at his own.
It's a trap. Well, we don't know. Is it a trap he's setting? Has he been rumbled?
All right. Okay. Probably. Well, we'll go there on the way. If there's a chance of saving him, though, we should go to his house.
Yes, but there's a chance of saving him. Potentially, if it's a trap, somebody else, we might be saving him by going to the town hall.
We don't necessarily have to be long. You know, we could ask the guards if he's gone
in. Have to ask Shem. It's a bit difficult to tell from your camera, but is there an extremely large piece of red Leicester just over your right shoulder? Or
yeah, in case I get hungry.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's quite substantial.
It doesn't fit in the fridge.
I'm not surprised.
What he nicked from the house the other night.
Okay,
they were eating red Leicester. They don't have the taste for that.
The town hall is actually the large building that disrupts the street plan.
That sounds right.
quite close to the middle of the map.
The one that kind of looks like a
brutalist.
Sort of coming off Havenstrasse.
Grade 2 listed brutalist monstrosity in Plymouth.
Plymouth?
That's really horrible.
Brutalist architecture is great.
Not this one.
As long as you don't have to live in it.
Yeah, I am not or repair a fan. It.
If you've got to pay for upkeep, then I'm afraid typical 60s brutalist architecture is shite.
Well, they...
If the Romans had done brutalist architecture, it would have been brilliant.
The council sold it to a company for £1 to redevelop it, and they just sold it back to the council 3 years later for £1, so that was a lot worth it.
I love it. Quid, yeah. Not bad.
All right, I'll have a word.
With your mate at the council.
Turn it into a gaming centre.
It's too depressing for a gaming centre. It looks like it needs to be a euthanatorium or something.
Like a gaming centre for playing Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah, well, I mean, euthanatorium sounds like a bit like sort of a youth club type of thing. It's like trying to be trendy. You can probably attract people in. They don't have to leave.
They don't have to go out, do they? In fact, it's better for
This place is great. They didn't even try to sell me a long-term membership.
I tell you, you make it a Delta Green role-playing centre. That's what you do.
Yeah, that is Delta Green. Brutalist.
You're in a decrepit concrete building, soulless and depressing, just like your lives.
There we go.
The town hall, then.
Yes,
so you can go there and you get the usual sniffy reception.
Is it the one with all the spikes?
Yes, on the right-hand side and the less spikes on the left.
I think Annette should
Sadly, they've run out of criminals to impale, but they might be able to fix that soon. Who knows?
Is Heinrich around? Heinrich with the nose.
I think Annette should perhaps do the talking, and I'll stand looking slightly menacing at her shoulder.
35. Yes, he is.
Just wander over. Morning, Heinrich.
Well,
hello.
Ah, you're all right. How are you doing? I've made some croissants this morning. You want one?
Oh, thank you kindly.
We're just going past and I thought, oh, I'll bet me on my Heinrich Sunry. How's it been today?
We haven't had
this is amazing.
Yeah. It's all in the butter, you know. All in the butter.
What, real butter?
Yeah. I got it off a cart for money.
We usually have to have rat's butter at my lodgings.
Nah. See? One of the perks of working for Toffs is... You can get your hands on some nice stuff. I thought, you know, it needs a bit of a treat in a drab job like you've got.
Well, you're very, very thoughtful fella.
I love croissants.
Yeah, I like you. You know, you're a gent. You're a gent. You are, Heinrich.
Doily, is that a croissant? Why haven't we had croissants?
Shut up. Sorry about that. He's a bit, you know.
I thought it was a grappling. Otherwise, I'd have had a bite.
Oh, I understand. I was in the army myself.
He's all right. I'll give him something later, don't worry. Anyway,
don't do
speaking
me any favours.
Speaking of gents,
sure,
you haven't seen...
carry on with yourself.
Mr. McGirius been through it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he was in earlier, but I think he's gone home. He wasn't looking too well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, her ladyship's got some business with him. I thought, you know, that the clerk's a bit, you know...
Well, I mean, you could try his ass, but he didn't look as if he looks as if he could needed to go home and have a nice lie down. To be honest,
must have
poisoned.
Hope there's not something going around.
Yeah, well, there's always a new plague after the Schaffenfest.
Yeah, well, you know,
anybody think it was transmitted from person to person rather than being the curse of the gods?
I slap his kneecap. You're all right, one. You're a card. All right. Well, we'll go and bother the old gent some other time. Nice seeing you. Yeah.
You got another crossle?
Catch you at the pub one of these days.
You got another crossle?
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, actually. Here you go. There we go.
Just the ecosystem. I'd have to mark this off his character sheet.
He's got the infinite.
I haven't even been charging myself for ingredients.
Yeah, and in Blades in the Dark, it would be one of your three things that take you out of light encumbrance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's flaky pastry. What are you doing?
Okay, I will wander back.
Not so fast.
Here's your croissant, Werther. Barnabas.
And no, thank you. I've
ladyship
broken my fast this day.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
No, Carl.
Oh yes, please.
Yeah, one going to waste.
I like your cooking.
Does Carl strike you as the sort of person who, every time he gets a croissant, he does a big smiley face with it?
Oh yes,
he just grins at everybody.
Oh, yep. Totally appreciates it. He likes to be appreciated.
General Warning, you didn't mention croissant.
Right. So,
when I said I was hungry, you didn't say anything about croissant.
I would say that our target suddenly seems suspiciously unwell.
He wasn't looking in a great state when you saw him this morning, to be fair.
He was pretty...
perhaps he was hungry.
Fraught.
Well,
yeah, before he was fraught, now he's just poisoned.
Let's sit down. Come on. Let's get there.
Or poisoned and cursed.
How come the guard got the croissant first, Doily? Did you have them with you the whole time?
I had to bribe him, and I didn't have to bribe you, because you're my mate, aren't you?
Well,
that's why you
like
get free croissants and pastries and... That sausage roll I made you yesterday.
That was heaven in a roll.
It was.
It was all right, wasn't it?
Oh, good.
Come on, let's go.
When you inevitably get melted this evening with the rest of us.
Make sure you hit the other bugger, that's all I care about.
Now, this one's a bit light on the butter, I must say.
Is that
make
a
tank
of rat I can detect?
No, that's... Oh, I've got it. I had it in the same bag as the. Anyway.
Onward to location B.
His home. Okay, are we all going in, or are we just me?
I think we probably should all go in because I think we're going to get ambushed.
It's
possible, scope the place out.
So we know what is for Jonas's.
Jonas? Is there a Jonas? Jonah?
No, I don't think so.
A Jonas seems more likely.
Whose place did Doily go and do a bit of...
Toygan.
Toygan, not Jonas. What are you talking about, Jonas?
I'm sorry.
So you blame me. So basically, if we know what... Are they all roughly the same, these houses, or are they...
Not particularly. Toygan is basically a mini-estate, which doesn't even fit in the three-dimensional space of the map.
Well, that's dubious. I mean, surely that's a sign of something, you know, outer gods and all that, isn't it? Doesn't fit in three-dimensional space.
Whereas McGirry's house, it's a very nice three-story townhouse, but it is part of a row. Which is what most of them are here.
So it's on a street, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, basically there is the park in the middle of this very large square, and the houses around the outside of it.
All right.
but it's not in the very posh bit. It's in the...
Oh, this is the pretty darn posh bit.
But even in the pretty darn posh areas, there's a hierarchy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, because my thought is, you see, is could Doily kind of get in a bit more surreptitiously and then we go in and then we have a backup?
Oh, I see what you mean.
I'm not entirely sure I do. Are you suggesting that Doily's the backup?
Doily is our man on the inside.
We'll all be inside, won't we?
Yeah, but Doily will be there before us.
I can give it a try. Where's the servant's entrance?
His backup.
Well, I know where it is. But...
Yeah. Well, we're going to go in the front normal. But at least we'll have the element of surprise.
Well, yeah, because I've got a letter that says come and visit me.
Well, at least then we got a tiny surprise up our sleeve.
Any sign of activity when we, you know, look at the windows and stuff as we approach? People punting crossbows at the street. Yeah.
Kind of activity.
Doily will circle round to the back and look for the servants' entrance.
Okay, so looking at the moment, it's basically that crescent that's on that forms the north side of the enclosed area. So yes, you can get to the back, but it's a long way round.
Is it actually? Is this the sort of place where there'll be a servants' entrance to the back, or is it the sort where there's an area?
It's an area.
Okay, then I will head downstairs and. Peer through the window, see if anyone's doing the washing.
No, it doesn't look like anything going on. There are some lamps lit you can see through the windows. It's a bit of a grey day, but...
Gently try the handle?
The door is opened by the same servant who delivered the message earlier.
Oh, the one who disappeared.
The master is expecting you.
Right.
Hang on, which door are you trying?
Cause I was trying the door downstairs, that helps.
That door is not opened.
Not open, okay. I will look up at the rest of you. Do I knock, or do you just want to go in?
Well, you can knock. Why don't we knock as well?
Yeah,
go to the front.
Let's just go in the front.
Let's both
knock.
So we've gone to the front door... And the door has been opened by the same guy.
Well, yeah, but
who
we'll say that's happened because we are knocking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady,
your master wished to see me.
Yes, yes. Do come on up to his study.
Does he look tense or worried or out of sorts?
No, fairly
difficult though. Professionals, these guys.
All right. My gloves will kind of squeak menacingly as I wrap them round my palm.
No, not but
not your boots.
On the other hand,
surely your shoes are on his other feet.
I was going to say, surely your shoes do not squeak.
I'm working them in. No, I haven't rubbed them with boot oil yet, have I?
A wealthy man's boots would not squeak.
Maybe I'm trying to say. Cheapskate. They're very comfy though. I think they're calf leather.
They'll be even more comfy if you ever actually get on a horse, which is what they're designed for.
I'm keeping them on.
Oh, in which case, there'll be agony now, because you're not supposed to walk in riding boots.
They're probably just high heels, aren't they? Donald Trump, kind of, you know, leaning the upper part of your body forwards with a very strange bum out kind of waddle.
It's riding boots is just like the equivalent of wearing high heels. In fact, they almost are.
The servant.
We're not having a boots conversation.
Taps on the door of the study and ushers you in.
I'll just nod as we go through.
Thank you.
You
wish to see me?
Oh, I don't think I should really go in there. That looks all dead.
There's nobody obviously in the study. Quite large room.
Stay
books
outside.
Books on the walls.
I can stay
oak desk and behind it there's
a dead body.
There's a heavy oak chair overturned.
Is the servant still there?
No.
Son Where's he gone? Bitch.
Downstairs, you think?
Different sort of trap. Set us up. Did he run past you, Nick? Werther?
No. Did he?
I don't think
I haven't gone
in. He was sort of ushering you in.
He ushered us
Except
in.
Except for Werther, and,
Barnabas says stay outside. So I'll just position myself.
No, then he went away down the stairs. Right.
Follow him. You won't catch him.
Right. Follow him. I'll run down the stairs then.
Where are the other staff?
I'm literally not moving. I've taken about 5 paces into the room and I've gone, hello? And there's a chair overturned.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is the moment where I grasp my religious
symbol.
He's
not here.
He might be behind the desk.
I ain't going there.
You see, what I'm thinking is that they've set us up to be, like, the watch will just turn up in a second because this guy's dead and, you know.
Out the back
but
door now.
Where is it? Yeah, let's head for the back door. Where are the rest of the staff?
Oh,
Werther, you see the servant going to the front door in a calm and unhurried manner, opens it and calls out, "Help! Help! Murder!"
Down the stairs, and hits him on the back of the head with my sword.
Okay. Well, wasn't that a self-fulfilling prophecy? No, you misunderstood. I wasn't asking for it. I think you were.
Fecker. It's a very ambiguous sentence, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's not a well-educated man, is Werther.
As you sweep your sword towards him, in which would have undoubtedly been a superb blow, he dissolves into mist in front of you.
Shit.
And
shut the door.
So all you see is the four-man watch patrol running
shut
towards
the door and put something heavy behind it.
Why don't... Look, if he's disappeared, if he's not there, why don't you bluff it with the...
Because I'm
the
guard. Worst
stand there
bluff
shouting,
in
mother,
the entire world.
Mother, are you there? Sorry, I was just shouting for my mother.
I might have a fighting chance. This is
he might have a
I'm
fighting
actually
chance.
All right.
Back in the study, the servant has suddenly appeared.
Hello,
you're
into business.
You creepy son of a bitch.
Disappears again.
What?
What the hell?
I'm going to quickly dash over to the desk and have a look if there is anything that has the location of the. Is there actually a? You know, has he got an invitation or something?
Well,
a very quick look, and then I'm leaving.
Yes and no. There is a body behind the desk.
It's not him.
It is him. There's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
And scrawled in the blood are the letters WHSE. And then probably a 1, and then it might be either a 3 or 7. It's getting pretty shaky by that point.
He's in a whorehouse.
And somehow we add another 7 episodes to this chapter.
No, let's try the next one. I'll go in.
Real House 1.
One 13, man with a 40? Quest to visit every brothel in the Empire.
Cross that one off the list, Doily.
I hope he's a dwarf.
Oh! Do you know, Nick, you were looking for a long-term goal.
For some reason, I've got a vision of Sydney Rough Diamond and Tiffin.
Tiffin's mad.
Is he dead, Barnabas?
He's looking very unwell. I mean, he wasn't heavily bleeding when we last saw him.
Oh, he's not, he's not bleeding at this point.
Yes, he's dead. Right.
Any information there? No?
W-H something.
S.
I can spell S whorehouse, something. Thank you very much.
We've got to leave now. The guards are coming.
What number?
Yeah, I'll make a note of as much
right,
of the number
we,
as we've
leave,
got,
out the back
Hurry
door,
up,
and then
we're
not leaving. I'm also making sure that my boots, which are not quite as fancy as Werther's, aren't leaving bloodied footprints everywhere.
Yeah, we're not touched anything bloody.
Is the window from this room at the front or the back?
Front.
It was overlooking the square.
Doily, get the other door.
So that'll be where
we're going to have company.
We've been comprehensively rumbled. So whatever we do, they're going to know to try and stop it before we get there. This could be misdirection as well.
That servant was not a servant.
That servant was not
like,
a human.
Anyway, that's, yeah, exactly. That let's go.
Can I make a suggestion?
Well, we saw him.
Sure. Anyway.
You can, right, but on the hoof. Back door, everyone.
Right. Can we set the building on fire?
What, no. Like some innocent people might.
No, we can't. It's a row of houses.
I was going and about my usual arson. Not, and
none of them are mine.
Arson about.
No, we're not burning the house down. We leave through the back door.
Except that the back door's at the front.
The side door. Oh,
there is a back door that leads into the garden.
Is that the one that... That's the one the doily gone to.
Oh, into the... Did you just say into the garden?
Well, yes. Let's worry about that when we're in the garden.
What, are you going to have some absurd compulsion to start pruning things and have to...
No.
Hay fever?
It's when there isn't a way out of the
garden. Let's worry
about
that when we're in the place where we're not getting attacked by...
There will be a way out. Don't worry.
Okay, so basically the rest of you are, I assume, paddling down the stairs and probably scooping up verse as you go along.
Yeah, I'm give us a hand with this.
Sliding down the banister like a schoolboy. I don't know. Anything will get me there quicker.
Give us a hand with this. What is this? What do you call those two chairs where you can sit and make out on? What are they called?
It's a van.
No.
Chairs?
A love seat. Give us a hand with this love seat. Oh!
I'm presuming the door's got fallen in on it, hasn't it?
Yes.
Sorry, carry on.
You just put the bolts on the door.
Take that look of horror off your face.
Open for the watch. Pause.
Fuck off.
Heavy thud.
Say and run down the stairs. Come on.
Oh, they'll love that.
Okay, do I...
I did it in the voice while you get of out? The servant who was calling murder.
Yes, that's actually, yeah. Why not?
What? Yeah, try and bluff him. I'll whisper. We'll do a Roxanne. I'll whisper what you have to say.
Just get out of bloody
in his zone. In his voice. Yeah. Cackle a bit and shout. You know, murder, murder. Yes, and he deserved it.
Perfect. All right. Murder, yeah. Murder. And I'd do it again. And he deserved it.
Well, he wouldn't do it again. You've already done.
I wouldn't do it
any
again.
Any murderer would.
I take that back.
20.
I've just done it once, and that's enough for me.
I'm just going to stand behind this door and
I shall stand behind
be quiet
this door
for a moment.
And be quiet from now on. But it's definitely me.
Brilliant.
Thud. Thud. They're working on the door. Yes, hello. Hello, Shim.
Where am I?
I'm assuming you're in the mass of people heading down from the study.
I was expecting the door to fling open and you'd just be battered against the wall.
I was a bit... That was my original plan, but I had interpreted it that I had been absorbed into the
morass.
The group, but I wasn't sure, which is why I didn't say anything.
Get us out.
I was planning to.
Yes, of course. Sorry.
I don't want to retcon.
That's actually fine. And basically, you'll hear the guy shouting murder. You'll see the watch and hear the watch thundering in upstairs. But they're not apparently interested in somebody down in the servants' area.
I have shouted down, doily, get us out.
I will quietly attempt to
in
open
the voice
door.
Of Al Pacino,
Captain Kirk.
Do you want to lockpick it or break it?
I have zero lockpicking skill.
kind of a thief, are you?
It does look the type.
I'm pretty sure from the inside we can open it.
It's true.
Yeah, that would mean going to the basement, but that may well be the level the garden's on anyway, so...
Yeah, which is where we're heading for the back door.
Yep.
So...
Okay, I mean, yeah, you can let him in as you go past.
Okay, we're leaving now.
I love it. We let him in to go out again.
So well, yeah. This is what it's like being a cat.
Or
we may have to throw you. Or we have to toss you over the wall.
Or we could just say to him through the.
Well,
through
I'm presuming
the
there's no tossing over walls to be done because he actually walked up to the back door.
From we came in.
He walked up to the front servant's door.
It's the front. It's the front.
I think
I've got this right. There's an area between the steps going down to the servants' quarter next to the steps up to the front door.
Yes. Go up to the front door.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and at the
I'm
back,
already down there, and the guards are at the front door.
So that's the door you come down, out of.
You open that door, when the guards have gone inside, you quickly exit, and we all run back to
the door. Right, got you. Okay, if a... Yeah, no.
No!
Oh, I thought that was the flag.
So close.
Okay, everybody act casual. Come on, act casual. Trot, 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 trot.
Walk in different directions.
Well, we've got to get through the gate first, I presume, but...
One of each, preferably.
No,
I thought
the gate. No, I mean, think your classic London town
style. Oh, I see, right. Act casual, then. Blend in, says the man who looks like he's got a fucking shoe on his head.
Is anybody where? Is anybody trodden in the blood?
No. Very careful about that. I've been caught before.
Yes, but it's apparently it's a key part of witch hunter training. Then you never really understood why before.
Mm. Now you know. Never stand in the blood.
So we have a potential quote.
Just having flashbacks to Stalking the Night Fantastic, where you get skills from three different lists, and the only skill that was on every list that every PC was certain to have was Ever's Subversal.
Yeah, it's got a strange skill list. It's also the only game I can recall that gives you an example of what happens if an Alsatian falls on your head.
Specifically an Alsatian?
Yeah,
depends on what the height it falls
exactly,
from.
Exactly, it mentions from a particular height.
I'll be disappointed if there's not a different table for different...
On the other hand, Lands of Adventure by Lee Gold gives you an example of a shaved bear to show the difference in armour class between that and the bear that hasn't been shaved.
What you need is a copy of Plummet, the most comprehensive role-playing guide for falling... Right. In existence.
That's also the colour of our downstairs shelf from Farrow and Ball.
Plummet.
Was it you, great. John, that shared the AI named paint?
Might have been.
I read it
somewhere. Sort of thing I would do.
I can't remember any of them now, but they were only marginally more ridiculous than the actual
one. Yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, I think Farrow and Ball do it as a laugh. Right. So basically,
you're strolling casually away in a manner that does not look at all guilty at all.
Yes.
Even slightly. Obviously. Even though you are clearly, apart from the DNSO, the poorest people in this square by at least an order of magnitude, including the watch.
Well, I'll go along with Annetta recently. As a bodyguard.
Okay.
And the other two can go along with Barnabas, and we'll go different directions.
We'll meet back at the pub.
How's about that for a slice of fried gold?
So we got supernatural.
What was that?
Some sort of super. He's a bastard, anyway.
That servant
I'm
appeared
sure that
and
part.
Disappeared.
Yeah,
that
saw
servant
him
didn't just
disappear downstairs.
And he reappeared upstairs.
What? Blimey. Right, so it's seen
by
as
by
or...
this time the sun is setting and Mor's Lieb is rising. Well, it has risen.
Okay,
it's
so we knew the time. What time was it that it happened?
Tonight.
Time.
I'm not sure if you got an exact thing, but there was certainly a mention of the midnight. It was the nth hour, and you worked out it was basically midnight.
Oh, that's right.
So we've got to work out.
And it's a warehouse. Which warehouse number?
Well, I don't think we've got the full number, potentially.
13 or 17.
But we can...
Oh, one or two. Yeah, right.
Okay. Are any warehouses that got bigger numbers than that, or are we going to have to just check these two?
As far as you know, they're named... they've got a number series for each owner, but for Megirius specifically. He had a very tasteful bunch of grapes door knocker, by the way, which you didn't really have time to notice.
I never touch a man's bunch of grapes.
I think there are about 20 of them.
Oh, well, that'll be all right, then. It's probably 13 or 17.
Yeah, all right.
Is 13 considered an auspicious or inauspicious number in Warhammer? Is there any reason why we'd think 13 was more likely?
It's not overall. I mean, some people feel edgy about it. But...
Hippies. Right, we'll...
Just they've got long hair doesn't make them hippie.
What was that I was reading yesterday about Frank Zappa, and he was on a talk show in America with this very aggressive kind of proto right wing interviewer type who inspired a lot of the sort of people we've got now. This was very early 70s. The guy was called, ironically, he was called Joe Pine, I think. And he'd got a wooden leg, having received an injury in a war, anyway. Don't know if it was Vietnam or if it was earlier than that. Anyway, he'd received an injury in the war that lost his leg. And so he used to introduce himself sort of saying, you know, so with me as a musician, I use the term very loosely, you know, but Frank Zappa, so with your long hair, I guess that makes you a woman, huh? And Zappa apparently went, oh, with your wooden leg, I guess that makes you a table.
Fantastic.
So, we know it's one of two warehouses.
We split up to leave, but I think we're going to meet back.
No, I mean to check these warehouses.
Ooh.
We're going to meet up as quickly as possible at the pub.
Finally, they've got something here which is completely inconsistent with what was before. There is only one set of warehouses now, it seems, as opposed to what it was telling me earlier.
That's narrowed it down. 20, are they?
Probably up to about 30 altogether.
Right, but not in the hundreds.
Who owns number 13?
Well, let's observe.
Who owns number 17? And how close are they?
So you're getting across town. On the way there,
God.
Let's see.
God.
As you're crossing the Bergstrasse, you see just down the way, there's a building on fire.
It started.
Do we know?
Unless there's another adventuring party out there.
Looks as if it was a ship's chandler.
A chandler?
I don't buy a grappling hook and suddenly they set themselves on fire. It's all very odd.
Is this actually your fault in some way then, Carl?
Well, as you're just crossing the road.
Was that the chandler's I went to before?
No, this isn't the main area where they.
Maybe that's to distract the guards, the city guards, keep them busy.
But as you go around a corner, Carl, you're looking in a mirror. There is a bloke standing in front of you who looks exactly like you, running away from an angry mob.
Who the hell is he? Why does he look like me?
He pushes past you and ducks down an alley.
Run after him!
Stop, fire raiser, string him up!
I will go after...
Then they'll be chasing you as well, Carl. Stay here. Put your head down.
Bollocks to that.
That's the worst advice in the face of a mob I've ever... Stay here and we'll reason it out.
No, I am going after the man who is ducking into the alley.
He'll disappear and they'll be up your alley.
Then nobody wants that.
All right.
Right. This is potentially quite bad.
If I can keep him in sight, I want to keep him in sight.
He's going to do that dissolving thing and then it'll be...
You get round a corner and he ain't there. The mob is still behind you, though.
Sorry?
The mob is still behind you.
I will shout, he went this way, and I'll start running up a different alley.
That's all right. I will go the most logical way to carry on running and say, I've gone far.
Nick, give me some sort of influence type role.
Right. I have got, just fellowship, I guess.
I really should have got like, oratory or something, shouldn't I? And
that would be a good skill to use at this point.
He's
one of them too.
They're pretty shrewd for a mob, actually.
Yeah, they are.
The wisdom of crowds and all that.
Oh well, Doily, Annetta, I think we better join the mob.
Only thing for it.
If you can't join them, beat them.
Unless Nick wishes to use
Yes, I think I will.
Bomb?
A fake bomb.
F point.
78. It's not a critical fail.
Okay, so you completely failed to distract the mob from chasing Carl, but at least they're not now chasing you.
Hey!
Carl is under the impression that he is leading the mob in pursuit of the guy they were chasing first. Hey. He is wrong.
Yeah. I told you, I informed you thusly.
I'm really up against a bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does he know so much?
What is he?
We've got to get Carl out of trouble.
Carl?
Trickster?
I don't know, I mean...
Who likes playing tricks?
Carl, he's been here a few days. He knows the place like the
Carl.
Back of his hand.
He'll blend in. Disappear. All right, Carl. It's up to you. I tried.
Which way are they running?
Towards
are they
you.
Going any... Okay, so no. Sorry, which way are we all running together?
Well, you.
Which way are you running? You're leading the pursuit.
Well, no, I'm going down the alley.
Oh, they're following
where
you.
Tried to get them to not go down the alley after you, but failed.
So which way they're running is very much down to you at this point, because
you appear to have
taken a leadership position
in this
scenario. You're
temporarily in control of a mob.
turn this to your advantage.
If I carry on down the alley, which way do I think he would have then ran from now?
The alley twists and turns a bit, and you come out into a back street.
Okay. Are there any that are vaguely towards... Because for choice, I'm going to go towards the docks.
Yeah, you can get down that way.
If I were you, I'd run into the burning building and see if they'll follow you in there.
Well, no, I was planning on running to the docks and then basically... I've got a fighting chance of actually being able to lose them amongst all the bits and pieces, I'm hoping.
Run, Forrest, run.
Well,
that's one down.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Meanwhile, what are the rest of you up to?
Well, we can't really help him, can we?
Killed.
Doyle, have you got any ideas?
So,
a rampaging mob?
So somebody who is trying to support chaos... Mm. By the looks of it, it's got it in for us because we're trying to stop what's going on.
And appears to have, my guess would be, summoned something to do this
and
for them.
Based on what he's doing, he's definitely a magic user and a good one at that.
He's a magic user or he is a creature of magic.
Illusionist of some sort.
Well, magic or not, he won't like his sword in his guts.
Which god do we think?
Cinch.
Priestoff, maybe?
Let's get to the warehouse.
Yeah, let's go to warehouse 13.
Some straggling bit of the mob says, "Get them, they said Cinch." "What did you say?" "I said they said Cinch." Murder.
Any women here?
Well...
Right, well...
I'm going to miss
Carl. Carl will be able to find his way to the warehouse. He knows that kind of business. He's probably leading them astray down the docks.
Oh, yeah, he's good to have led him away from it. Thanks, Carl.
Just keep going. Come on.
I mean, if we run after them, all we can do is start hacking them down from behind, which is going to take some time.
I gave it my best shot. Didn't work. He'll be all right. It's not the first time he's had an angry mob chasing him. It might be his last.
No, it's the first. It's the first time I've had an angry mob chasing me, which doesn't then involve me running along past. Was it Gunther or whatever the guy's name is? Going, "What the hell have you done this time?"
You'll need to interrogate yourself about that later. Apparently,
you set fire to the grappling hook building.
If we can find where this thing is, then hopefully we'll be past the point where. Whatever they've set on us, or whoever this is doing these, you know, murders and things, will be doing anything else, because we'll already be there. So let's go to the warehouse.
Okay, so you have been to this warehouse area before.
Yeah,
right. Basically, the main buildings of the town end at the reliably dry bit of the riverbank. The warehouse is just a little bit lower than that.
Right.
Basically spread out along a shallow beach. I didn't design the hydrology of this town.
No, that's not what I'm laughing at. I'm ever so sorry that I might be laughing at Shim's. So Shim may have posted, or a certain individual may have posted who might be Shim. Carl, in his next annual review, during an emergency, I stepped up to assume a leadership role. In this position, I led an impromptu team of several dozen in a high-stress situation, providing direction and leading by example. Oh God! You could definitely do my next appraisal.
You can do it for anything. You can do it for anything.
Right. So off to the warehouse. Come on.
Yeah. We're going to use number theory here.
13.
Start counting the first one we come to and look for number 13. Unless we've arrived at the end that would have number 17 closer to us.
You come out about my number 8, so...
Okay. Right. Well, anything maths. Obvious happening in either the 13 or the 17 warehouse from a distance?
Let's see. It is quiet. The light was going,
wasn't it?
It is now dark. Oh, yeah. A possibly important thing. How tall is Doily?
I think 3'6".
That's good. You have at least 12 inches between the top of the mist that is rising from the river and your nose.
Well, that's not a good omen, is it, Barnabas?
Slightly glowing green mist.
Don't like that.
Do you want to go on my shoulders, little fella?
When you swing that weapon of yours, I'll fall over.
That's true.
You can put him down.
And also, if you try and hit people with your sword.
Anyway.
Yes, I've got a sword. He's got a sledgehammer.
I've got a warhammer. There's a clue in the game.
So
you find the sledge, they're basically the same thing.
You see Warehouse 13. There are a couple of guards outside it, as you've seen. Yep. Most of the warehouses have a guard or two.
And 17? Right.
I'm going to walk up to 13 in a very obvious manner.
All right, I'll walk behind him, looking quiet but authoritative.
And when I reach them, I'll take out the letter that was written by... dead friend. And raise it up
more
to
an acquaintance,
them.
Really.
Step aside, please.
Who are you, then?
Who am I? Barnabas Summerfeld. Witch hunter.
We ain't got no witches here.
How do you know?
Well, of course, the guilty would say that, wouldn't they?
Then I'd never met the guilty person.
You recognise this? I tap the signature. With the seal on it.
That's Magirius, isn't it? This is Toygan's warehouse.
Oh. Ooh. I thought we'd check that we were in the right area.
We're in the right area.
This is the right area.
Warehouse, I think.
Yeah. But there is a symbol saying it's Toygan's family symbol.
I mean, it might be. It's in Toygan's warehouse.
Yeah, okay, right.
Can we hear it now we're at the door? Slightly. Can we hear anything from within?
So you do recognise it.
Is there anything to note from within?
Well, I've seen the symbol before.
Very good. Well, we're here, I won't say with his approval, but you understand that chaos is snuffling around the very groin of this city.
He looks down at the glowing green mist that you're both standing in.
Like a drooling dog leaning over your dinner. You understand what happens if that dog drools into your dinner. Your dinner you've been looking forward to after a long night out here in this weirdly glowing mist, don't you?
Where are you going with this, mate?
Through that door. Stand aside or face judgment.
Now, interesting as your point is, I will have to raise a minor objection to you there. What is, I've been told nobody comes through here where that boss says so.
Who's the boss?
Mr. Toygan.
You talk to Mr. Toygan?
I've got his livery and everything.
Yeah, we can see that. We can see. Very good.
So why do you know he says no? You ain't talk to him.
As if I'm talking to Michael Kuhl in one of his more famous roles.
Oh, no, I couldn't rise to that sort of height.
Resistance is...
it's, oh, yes. Very good. You're good at that. Right. I don't wish to say that you will be instantly condemned, but certainly your name must be added to the roster. If you are defending witches and chaos, you do understand that I have a holy purpose. You do understand?
Oh, yeah, witches is very bad, yeah. Yeah, my granny was a witch.
Well, that doesn't sound good for you now, does it? Did you mean to tell me that? You have witches' blood running through you, do you?
It must have been your super persuasive power, sir.
Yes,
boss.
Might.
Don't get the implement out again, please, boss.
I'm not going to torture him. It takes too long to do it properly.
I see.
And I wouldn't want to hurt him, would I?
Who's kneecap?
I knock gently on the guard's kneecap.
Ah! Oh, hello.
You're right. We have been involved in this for a little while now. You hear about that goblin? Three-legged chaos goblin that was running astray in the sewers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, old Georg down at the other warehouse finished him off, like you bugger.
Got an interest in your warehouses, so they have, so it seems. You know, when we were down in the sewers, there's a dwarf what we'd seen live not a few hours earlier, with his heart ripped right clean out of his body.
Are they wearing helmets, these guys? There's two of them, aren't there?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to make an intimidate roll, although it looks like I've failed already. But 18. I've got intimidate of 28.
Okay.
Any effect
one success
on
level?
Guys? I lean slightly closer and looking
right.
Witch's blood running through your very veins. Dear.
Well, no, that was his granny. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't.
I see.
Etc.
Well, I don't have time to discuss this with you immediately. I may forget if I get distracted doing the rest of my job. Checking the
inside. Well, you just want to go and have a look around, right?
Just to make sure there are no witches. That's right.
Well, we could do that, couldn't we? Yeah, I suppose we could. Yeah, all right.
If you consider the alternative.
All right, yeah. He steps aside, pushes the door open.
Thank you. Lantern, please. Anyone?
I'll give him a lantern.
Oh, it's very good.
Watch for that.
Expecting one of you.
And your trousers.
Free lantern.
I don't want to do blood. What are you trying to do? Completely outfit yourself.
Yes, that's my personal mission.
His trousers are in a worse state than yours.
Certainly now.
Is there anything in here, particularly anything that looks like it might be?
Okay, so as with the other warehouse you've seen, it's basically a single lower floor, all one big open space, and then stairs up to an upper floor, which is not immediately in sight. In this large open space, the only really distinctive thing is that the back half is tightly packed with crates, and the front half is pretty much empty.
Any noises, any voices, anything?
No, I was thinking it might take them a little while to set up, but there's always the possibility that...
I would say walk across the floor and scuff the earth.
It's a wooden board floor.
Could we?
Very posh.
Should we go out, knob all the guards, and
the great
Carl,
Silas Hillbury Appleford.
Me and Carl will be the guards.
That might be true. So was
when you say tightly packed...
Carl is not with you.
Oh,
could
yeah.
They actually not be that tightly packed, but be used to screen off a section?
Oh, you could walk between them with a bit of a squeeze, and yeah, you can do that.
Right, if this is the right one,
Carl, actually, because you've had a bit of experience with stowing freight and stuff.
Except that I'm not there. Would you like me to make an endurance check and then a swimming check?
Probably should, really, yeah.
As you rise out of the glowing in front of the...
not dissolving in the chaos fog check.
In front of the guards who just go, yeah, you might as well go in as well, mate.
You were dead. All right.
This may not lower halves are going to dissolve in the chaos fog and we'll all be like on...
The cock crow.
I'm just going to be a floating head.
Well, no, just from your nose up.
Sorry, I've managed to knacker up all my things. Right, hang on a
minute. The trick is you don't notice it's dissolving until the fog disperses. Okay, you realise your bottom
half
isn't there.
Okay, so my endurance check is 9.
Sounds good.
Under 43.
Oh, right, you rolled
that's not your endurance skill.
No, I've actually... Endurance is my... Yeah. If you're a stevedore,
middle name.
You have to have high endurance.
Mm.
So
4 levels of success.
Yeah. And then when I get to the water, this is where it becomes a little bit more exciting. And that's where I then use a fortune point. And actually that time it works. I roll 30 under 32. So I have made my thing. So basically what I want to do is basically swim over to the shadow of our mate's barge, which hopefully is still there.
You didn't get a lot of choice in where you came out, but you're not too far away, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll swim over to there. Make a climbing roll to get up.
Climbing and stealth.
Well, I'm not so worried about waking my mates.
I'm not worried about... It's more that the mob doesn't notice you climbing out of the water.
Oh, okay, right, okay, yeah.
So just a single
roll.
So
19 I've rolled, which is actually under both.
Okay.
So my climb... Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've actually got points in climb. I haven't got points in stealth, and I'm an awful lot better at stealth. Never mind.
So you're on the boat, and the mob is looking around saying, where do you go? This fog's weird, isn't it? And something's nibbling my ankle and other classic
things something in the fog. Zombie pirates.
When they bugger off, which I'm hopefully isn't going to be too long, I will then peg it over to the warehouse district.
Yeah, it's going to take a bit of time, but you will catch up.
Yeah, cool.
Meanwhile, the rest of you do not notice anything odd about the way these crates are stacked. Mm.
Right.
If this is the right place, we should wait here, but how do we know if it's the right place?
Yeah, to begin with, I'm going to just inscribe a few holy symbols on the wooden floorboards.
Ooh,
mm-hmm. You never know. It might at least slow them down.
I'm going to just wander around the warehouse, having a look at what else there is.
Are we going upstairs? Or?
Yeah, I will do.
Is there like a gallery or something where you can look down on these crates?
Yeah, there's a mezzanine normally, isn't there?
Not this one.
No.
Basically, there's one stairway, which is fairly wide but not huge, and then four connected storerooms upstairs.
Right.
I'll check the storerooms upstairs.
So we can't see the crates.
Yeah, but there doesn't seem to be a lot going on.
Okay.
Having looked around, I mean, particularly with the way the crates are packed together at the back, you could probably work out places to hide in there.
Yeah, but it might not be this place. Are the crates actually stacked back to back? Can you see that from upstairs?
Upstairs, there's just some stuff scattered about. It looks as if they only really use it as overflow.
Can you see downstairs
from upstairs?
If you're sort of halfway up the stairs and looking over the banister, I suppose.
Yeah, so I want to see, do the crates run all the way to the back of the warehouse?
Or is there a nice circle in the middle, for example?
Yeah, I mean, you would need to look from different places to be sure, but you can do that. Yes, they do. I mean, there is space to get to the back, but it's just a lot more packed in.
Could be.
Give me an intelligence roll.
Could be obscuring a trap door, though, because I've got a feeling that they were underground.
The other thought as well, Roger, is Annetta is a merchant.
Yes, that's why she's getting an intelligence roll.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
I'll spend a fortune point on that. 0.5. Yes.
Okay.
So that gives me 3 degrees of success.
Okay. So there's two things going on here. One is obviously sometimes if you had to, you would pack stuff tightly, but this is a tighter arrangement than you would normally do, because, you know, at least half these crates, getting at them in a hurry would be hard work.
Yeah, okay.
You also get the impression that the bottom part of it and more of the back of the warehouse had stuff in it already stored normally, and then the rest was moved onto it, possibly clearing out the front.
This has got to be our place, hasn't it?
So they've cleared the front space.
They've cleared a nice big area.
Where they can have a little later.
But there's no metal circle or brass or anything, whatever. Well, yeah, we are, I suppose.
Might be able to do it in a hurry.
Why don't me and Doily replace the guards outside?
Well, one obvious reason jumps to mind, but...
Well, Carl's not here, that's the problem. Unless you and me, Barnabas, we pretend to be the guards.
This is about when a slightly dripping Carl turns up outside.
See, the problem is, if we leave the guards out there, they'll say, there's some people in there. We need to...
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of that.
We're having a quiet conversation about this. Shall I go and ask one of the guards to step inside?
Oh, Meister.
And one of you can nobble.
Oh, it's about time we had some nobbling. I've got my hammer.
No killing.
Shall we nobble next time?
Right.
If he's got a weak skull, that's not my fault.
Fairly soon.
Yeah,
let's do it before we accidentally murder a guard.
Let's just have a quick guard nobbling roll.
All right.
Okay. So fellowship or something to persuade him inside.
A ladyship ain't going to have a problem with that. Nope, I make it exactly.
Okay, and
40. I rolled a 40.
Better.
I'm in no way trying not to kill him. Right. I will use a fortune point.
Apparently you're trying very, very hard not to kill him.
Oh, 0-6. That will be 6 degrees of success.
Okay.
So if we want damage, that's... Is it like 4 plus my strength? Plus 6.
Mm-hmm. That's like... Minus his toughness.
I think my strength is...
There is no way...
13 damage.
Silent nobbling.
Not a crook.
Yeah, it can be quiet.
There's a sort of bong noise.
He's just twatting with a warhammer.
I'll just check it's 4 plus. I think it is, though.
I think 4.
It's like they're all...
In any case, also you're striking from ambush, so you have got him out of the fight.
And any potential
really
future fights.
And the other guard says... You were right, Heinrich.
Oh, yes. Could you come in here?
And let's leave
and
it there.
And look at this. I've
just leave it there. Yeah, no, I think that's a good place to spot it. Let's stop it, and then we don't have to listen to Nick's accents.
Oh, we have to listen to it again next time.
Yeah, I've noticed that everyone you mimic sounds the same. Is this like a psychic thing where the people who need to hear it think they hear the voice, but... When you mimic it, always sounds like Kenneth Williams has trapped his todger in a bureau drawer.
Yeah, I'm all right. Come in here. Look at this. It's the most interesting collection.
I've got to go out the lid and say I don't think that's what Kenneth Williams ever sounded like.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not what Kenneth Williams sounded like.
Maybe before his operation. Because
maybe,
he did have his adenoids.
So who's off to aircon then?
Yeah.
Right.
Just have a fantastic time.
Thank
have fun.
You.
Yeah, enjoy yourselves.
Storm a few castles.
Let us know which if there's any good games going.
Because we need some shelf fillers.
Because we need more bloody games that we don't play ever.
Particularly games that will fit inside a ukulele.
You can get different size ukuleles these days, Roger. It's, fit in a ukulele case, maybe. Be more sensible.
Get some big.
Well,
ukuleles.
Yeah. Safe travels, anyway.
Cheers.
So we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you then, anyway, and then chaps. If we can sort something out.
Yeah.
All right. Cheerio.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
See you.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye, guys.